Speaking in Beijing, China's central bank governor Yi Gang told the media that China and the United States negotiators reached a consensus on a number of crucial issues during their latest round of trade talks late last month in Washington. Without divulging what was agreed upon, Yi Gang highlighted what was discussed, which included the need to observe the autonomy of each other's monetary policy.
The two sides discussed how to respect the autonomy of each other's monetary authorities in determining the monetary policy. Secondly, we discussed mutual adherence to the market-decided exchange rate.
The issue of exchange rates is a long-standing topic between the two countries. Yi Gang, who has been part of the Chinese team at the trade talks with the U.S., said both sides pledged to abide by the commitments made at previous G20 summits. He further said they also discussed the need to disclose data in line with the International Monetary Fund standards.
We discussed to honor the commitments made at previous G20 summits, such as choosing not to adopt competitive depreciation, not to use exchange rates for competition purpose, and to maintain close communication on foreign exchange markets.
The central bank chief told the media that China's prudent monetary policy has not changed. He said the prudent policy should stress countercyclical adjustments and ease or tighten when appropriate. As China faces a period of slowing economic growth, Yi Gang reiterated the stance of focusing on supporting the private sector.
This prudent monetary policy should have a better structure. That is to say, more efforts will be made to support small and micro businesses and private companies.
Yi Gang says China's monetary policy, mainly devised to fit the domestic economic situation, will also take into account global factors and China's position in the global economic system, as well as the export-oriented sectors. He said the prudent monetary policy should strike a balance between internal and external factors. For CRI, I'm Zanele Buthelezi.